Today's topic is how splits feed your personality and actions. I recently mentioned seeing two natural occurrences of splits in a diagram of the neurons in the brain and the reverse, which was a river with its tributaries shown from high altitude. The neurons split off the branches as they grow. Branches split into more branches, and you could see the same phenomenon in many trees with branches that come off the main trunk. In the case of the river and its tributaries, we have the tributaries feeding its flowing water into the main river. And this is what I think happens with humans. The splits that have previously occurred are now feeding the mind-body with their content. And that content that occurred during a split, includes emotions, meanings, other sensory information, and the conclusions made originally in the splitting process. If those branches, tributaries, contain low vibration or toxic energy, they send those energies into us to influence our outlook and our behaviors. Splits have a positive intent. They help maintain survival. They protect the individual. They are trying to decrease pain and discomfort, and they're trying to get needs filled. But just because the intent is positive doesn't mean that the results are positive. Many people with good intentions make situations worse by using ineffective approaches. If I want to scramble a couple of eggs, but I use a hammer to crack the eggs, well, you get the idea. Using brute force, insisting on obedience, thinking rejection as a habit is a good idea, etc., lead to more turmoil and more heartache. We know that gravity, water flows downhill, is the primary influencer of the flow of water in the tributaries into the main river. We may be able to also say that, like everything else in life, the water is seeking homeostasis, balance, and that's why it is flowing the way it does. In the case of splits, homeostasis is a natural goal. The split parts want what we all want, to be accepted and to belong to the whole. Back in the day, the diagnosis of a split personality or multiple personalities was considered to be a severe mental disorder. When you consider how we modulate our personalities, depending on the situations we encounter, you will know that we have multiple personalities. What personality comes out in a business meeting, in a conference room? What personality comes out when you help a child tie their shoes? What personality comes out when you cooperatively make a meal with somebody else in your kitchen? In every energy exchange experience, we give and receive energy. We also make judgments, interpret the experience, and we draw conclusions about ourselves and others so that we can use this new information to further modulate our personalities and behaviors in order to get what we want. We're trying to learn from our experiences. Maybe there is a natural framework that constitutes the range of splits. A few characteristics come to mind. An internally driven desire for growth. That's going to result in a split. Who we are at this moment and who we want to be in the next moment because we want to learn some skill or some information that is different than what we currently possess. That's a split. A split could be due to being overwhelmed by a situation or other people. A split could be due to being dominated by somebody else. A split could occur if we are, from an energy standpoint or a physical and emotional standpoint, ripped or penetrated, and our boundaries are broken. And a split can occur due to humiliation. There may be others, and many others probably, but these will suffice as a starting point. The question becomes, what did you learn or mislearn from these energy exchange experiences that resulted in a split. If we look at each of these categories that I listed and then consider your own life's experiences, you may have clear insight into the events that shaped you and me and others, and then those experiences affected us before, but the after effects shape us now and will continue to shape us into the future unless we do something about them, unless we change our relationship with those splits. When people are in automobile accidents, their relationships with cars and travels, etc., will change. When people are in abusive relationships, their relationships with themselves and with others change. When people suffer financial devastation, their relationships with finances, scarcity, abundance, money, all change. Infants, like us, try to get their needs met. Infants, they fuss, so do we. They cry, so do we. They scream, so do we, trying to get others to give them attention and make them feel better by changing their diapers, holding them, feeding them, giving them warmth, making them feel safe. Some babies cry louder and louder, and some babies give up more easily and succumb to sleep. These two traits show up later as the persistence and purposefulness of one and the willingness to quit trying in the other. The human ego expresses its four driving needs through the personality. Some people, initially failing to get their needs met, try harder and harder. Others resign themselves to the belief that they can't get or have what they want. These folks tend not to strive as much as the persistent group. The ego is a harsh judge. With the purpose of protecting your individuality, ensure your survival, and that you get what you want. And when you fail to be completely successful at the first driving need, defending the self from criticism, emotional, or physical attack, it will use negative, punitive judgments meant to prod you into more actions to satisfy the need. You may end up criticizing and attacking the person who criticized you, while at the same time criticizing yourself for causing it in the first place. If the conclusion is reached that defending the self is not possible, victimhood and cowardice may show up. The same scenario happens with the other three driving needs. We either keep trying and learning, learning and trying, or we attack our competition or ourselves, or we succumb and accept failure as being ours. The failure to succeed at filling these four needs causes non-successful, living identities. Let me say that again. Failing to succeed at these four driving needs creates non-successful living identities, and they form and they become active in our lives. These energy patterns, aligned with failure and negatives, actively try to grow and express themselves in our lives and our choices. These unsuccessful energy patterns, the splits, are trying to help the individual, but overall, the lack of awareness leads to inappropriate strategies to get what is wanted. The most common actions are to do more and to try to get more. In our country, more is sought as a way to overcome not enoughness, even though it's futile. When we be not enough, all the doing in the world, all the having in the world, will not change that fundamental error in our thinking and believing. If you look around at other people, and even yourself, you can tell that they are split. I bet that almost all automobile accidents are due to people being split. Here's what I mean. A person is driving his car, but his mind is on something other than driving. the part of him that should be focused on safe, enjoyable travel becomes diminished by the part that is elsewhere, perhaps thinking of the next meeting or the dispute he had earlier that day or what he intends to do after work that night. It is the diminishment of the focus of that full potential self while driving that puts us in situations where we're vulnerable to accidents. We have to rein in these demands for our attention, which are splitting our focus. I recently had this experience. After a couple of lengthy morning phone calls, I ate lunch. I had not yet journaled, so it was a demand. I wanted to go to the gym to exercise, so that was a demand. And I needed to go shopping at Costco, a third demand. So all these things were pulling at me. I am most devoted to my journaling process, so I didn't want to put that off any longer. I know that the longer it gets put off, the less its value is apparent to me. If I can do it in the morning, early in the morning, I'm happier the rest of the day. So I didn't want to put off journaling. Costco, I knew, was open till 7 p.m. The gym needs me to be in a more energetic condition, so delaying reduces my commitment to exercise. So I went right after I finished journaling. On the conscious level, I recognize that journaling, these personalities, these identities, the journaler, the exerciser, the Costco grocery shopper. While initially it felt as though all three of these parts were clamoring for my attention, almost like children trying to get recognized and selected by yelling loudly, "Pick me, pick me." When I resolved to pick all three, but in a certain circumstance or a certain sequence, the yelling and the clamoring and the competing seemed to stop. As a mediator, splits are the problem to be resolved. Financial splits, marital splits, business splits show that legally agreed upon relationships rupture. They break apart. One or more people in these situations don't keep to the agreement. They're unable or unwilling to continue, hence the split. Using the ego's four driving needs as the framework, people who have experienced criticism, emotional, physical attack can be split if they interpret the event as a direct reflection of them. All environmental signals have a sender and a receiver. The receiver translates the signal into meaning. When the signal that the sender sends, and the signal could be words, text, email, a look, a letter, a fax, etc., the receiver gets to choose if the signal is for and or about him or her. Young children don't have the awareness that can defend them from verbal, emotional, or physical assault. In reactions to signals that make them not enough or make them less, there are certain choices that become available to them. Ignore the signals. They're not about you, and they're not for you. 2. Take the signals personally and work to remedy the reason for the signal. That would be constructive criticism, for instance. The third thing is to take the signal personally and get angry at the sender. Want to kill the messenger. Attack the sender, not just the messenger. You could, 5, take the signal personally and get angry and critical of yourself for putting yourself in this position where somebody else attacks you. Then the 6th is take the signal personally and go into a depression because the problem is too big for you. As I consider Donald Trump's behavior, I believe we are seeing a man who is dominated by the split and not by his full potential self. I don't know exactly how he was split, but I imagine it had to do with his father's treatment of him. Trump's behavior toward women, which is characteristic of his mother, is because he feels he needs their energy to survive. He uses their energy. Maybe this entire topic is simpler than it seems. If, as so many people profess, God is love, and we are made of God's stuff, then anything other than love is evidence of a split. If you're made of God love and you do things that don't look like God love, it must be a split. Our egos don't operate under the banner of love. It only cares about the survival, comfort, convenience, and gratification of that individual. Other individuals have to rely on their own egos for protection, etc. Look at how the President of the United States behaves toward the North Korean leader, and vice versa, and you will have observed how splits feed personalities and behaviors. Splits, by their very nature, indicate isolation and loneliness, because it is separation. Too many people are lonely. Too many people are alone. Too many people are without a meaningful, intimate relationship. And intimacy doesn't have to be sexual, but it does require sharing of the deepest thoughts and feelings in order to create closeness to another. For another person to live alone when they would really prefer to be in a satisfying relationship is more evidence of how being split feeds the personality and behaviors. I've heard people say, oh, well, at my age, you know, it's very difficult to meet friends. Oh, well, at, you know, in my situation, where I live, it's very difficult to meet friends. Because of fill in the blank, it's very difficult to meet like-minded people. But I think what we're listening to at the basis of that is a split feeding content to that person, which they verbalize. The field of force, the judgment about others and self, created during the moment of split, is a real thing. It's a real thing that continues to exist and exert itself. It blocks and it obscures opportunities for closeness in its rigid efforts to protect the self. We put ourselves in a prison, and then we don't understand why our freedom of movement, of thought, of feeling, have decreased. There is no growth in the person so well defended that vulnerability and life experiences are excluded. So, oh, it's safe if I just live in my closet. And well, it may be temporarily, but it's going to be devoid of life in short order. That is not the solution. Isolation, staying homebound, shutting off the outside world and life experiences are not the solutions. If the field of force is rejecting as a way to keep one safe, closeness is prevented. I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't want this. I can't do this. I don't like that. Furthermore, rejection penetrates the body, not just the consciousness of the rejector. When cells start rejecting other cells, the body starts to break down. When you encounter someone with serious problems of lack, it may be because the events that produced the splits also diminished the will and purpose and intention of that person. It may be like having an 8-cylinder car which only fires on 2 cylinders. It would be seriously underpowered. That car, that vehicle, would be limping along. Limping along. Most plants grow toward the light. Most human beings do too. Light for human beings is more than just sunlight, incandescent, or fluorescent light. Light is acceptance, attention, praise, warmth, kindness, love, physical contact. Light is hope, faith that things can get better. Feeling you can be causative is light. To men, I think female energy may be considered light. Here's how life works. We want what we want in order to survive. As survival is no longer in jeopardy, we increase our wants. We want more freedom. And we want freedom to act any way we want. And we want to be free of restrictions and limitations and control by other people. We want to be useful because we like the feelings that accompany creating desirable results. We want to love and be loved according to our own wishes. We want others to love us no matter how we behave, no matter what we do and don't do. In regard to being loving, most actions are done because they make us feel good about ourselves more than the person we are loving. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder of Transcendental Meditation, said on a video years ago that I saw, "All love is selfish. We love because it feels good to love." When I heard that, I had to agree. Even though we spend actually very little time or effort on directly creating our identities that would serve us in life, we create them nonetheless, mostly haphazardly. We use other people's input, we take our own failures, our own opinions, our peers tell us one thing, somebody describes us, categorizes us, labels us, and we fold all of that information in to our identities, no matter how destructive or inappropriate it might be. Our identities, that is, the faces that we present to the world and to ourselves, are supposed to add positive value to our lives and the lives of others. But if we're not really taking steps to manage the creation of our identities, which are constantly changing as our experiences keep adding up over the course of our lifetimes, we're failing in that area. Because of the continuing energy exchange experiences and the interpretations and conclusions we draw from them, our identities are like waves on the ocean. Sometimes upbeat and buoyant, and sometimes low and weak. Our beliefs about what we need will take over. This is one of the areas where the split part of us really acts out to protect itself at that low point. Add in the behavior that are triggered by the activation of our need to be right and the need to look good, get approval, and you have the basis of all sorts of destructive human behaviors. Of course, the most highly evolved people will align their needs with the needs of others, but that won't be the way a split person tends to behave. A split virtually guarantees not enoughness. We were whole, and then all of a sudden, we were not. The split happened because we were not enough to handle that energy exchange experience without breaking apart. Now we have two or more underpowered parts that are desperate for energies that will make them enough. The problem is that the level of awareness is usually too low to approach the need for energy acquisition with brotherly love or balanced ideas of self-interest or anything that resembles unconditional love. Here we see very primitive ego-driven behaviors that range from unkind to cruel and even savage. But it doesn't have to be that way if our awareness were to be elevated just a little bit to understand the influence of divine consciousness in our daily lives. Listen to the prayer that follows to hear the resources and support that we all have available to us to raise our vibrations, our expressions, our thoughts, our feelings, and our words and behaviors. This is the pluralized version from letter 8 in the book, Christ Returns, Reveals Startling Truth. The promises in this prayer regarding our entirety, our splits, our full potential self, the truth of who we are and who we can be should come clearer. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal, loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. Amen.